Hello, 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 and welcome to the Synergy Podcast. I have Parth with me. Parth, say hi.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, and we are here recording after a long, long period of time, at least for me, because I slept through the whole WUTS recordings. It's been a long time, and it was a much needed break for me, at least, and for Parth as well. I think it's been fun. So since this is the last episode of 2020, we wanted to do something very, very special to 2020, which number one is fuck you 2020, and number two is that if we could describe 2020 in like one word, we would probably use the word loss. So yeah, Parth, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, loss, from one perspective, that's a correct word to use, because we've seen loss in a lot of ways. First of all, what comes to mind is all the loss of lives that we've had ever since the pandemic striked. And there has been a loss of connection between people, the physical connection that we had, the way we used to go out and live life, you know, that's just been restricted to our homes and everything has become virtual. So there's that physical loss of connect that we used to have. So in various ways, we've experienced loss, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you look at it, there's been a loss of like freedom to move around. There's been a loss of like just normalcy in one way. But another way to look at it is that now, like, wearing masks and going around in public, keeping 6 feet distance from everyone, now that has become the new normal, and it has been going on for the last like 9 or 10 months, right? So yeah, I mean, now we are moving towards a new normal, in my opinion. But even if you look at it in a very individualistic sense of like point of view, we have loss of like people as well. Like, it's, I mean, earlier this year in the first month of 2020, I lost my grandfather, who, like, who practically, he lived like two streets away from me. So, I used to go to their house and they used to come over like very, very frequently. So, very integral part of my life.
Was it COVID?
No, it wasn't. He was just not feeling up to the mark, and then I think he went through dialysis and his body did not accept it, so he just got a heart attack and just went. So yeah, that happened. And again, you also have a loss of like people without death. Like, I mean, how do I put it? Like, you have a lot of friends and then you lose your friends, and then because of misunderstandings, or like, even if you have a relationship, you lose the relationship. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that have been going on this year. And
also, I think that when everyone has stayed home and everyone has gotten time to actually think about stuff, I think people have undergone a change in opinions and ideologies and perspectives.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, yeah.
That has something to do with, you know, a loss in friendship or that communication. As in, you know, like, people stop talking to certain people, start talking to new people. And even I think that change in ideology and perspectives also led to loss in some relationships.
Yeah, definitely. So that has also happened. And but then if you look at loss as a feeling, I think it is just like, it is very complex, because I would say that like loss is not just sadness. It's not just it's not sadness, because there are a lot more things to it. Like, at least in my case, whenever I felt loss, I would obviously feel sad, but then I would also have that guilt over, you know, like, okay, what could I have said? Like, what the guilt over the things that I did as well, and then over the things I could have said but I didn't say, or like the things I could have made clear but I didn't. But then there's also that feeling of what if, that, okay, what if it didn't happen this way? What if that person was still around? And what if what if you could just see them like one last time, like in case of death, for instance? Like, and then there are a lot of unsaid things and like a lot of unanswered questions. Like, for instance, and this is like the worst thing that like probably still goes through my mind whenever I think about my grandfather, is that, okay, so I visited my family last year, 2019 December. So I did see him for like one last time before he passed away, and he passed away in January. So this was very close. You know what was the last thing I said to him before I left for the airport to go back to the US?
What was it?
Yeah, so he was feeling kind of down that I was like leaving. The last thing I said to him before I left is like, don't worry, I'll be back soon. So, yeah, so like, so yeah, that happens. So, I mean, like, what if, you know, like, what if like I could just go back? What if I could just see that person like one last time? And like, you know, and then you tend to not romanticize, but you tend to imagine that, okay, what if that person was right in front of me? Like, what would I have said? Like, is there any way of, I don't know, like, for me to say what I want to? But and then that's when this interesting theory comes, right? You know the five stages of dealing with like grief or loss. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have, it's, you can abbreviate it to DABDA, which is like depression, anger, bargaining. No, sorry, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Yeah, so denial is when you're just like, no, that person did not leave. Like, I mean, you refuse to accept it. Anger is when you like, okay, let's just think of this as an example with like death, for instance. Denial would be like, oh no, this, like, you refuse to accept that the person has died in the first place. Anger is when you start feeling angry at the person for dying. Like, oh, why did you have to leave me? Like, did you just have to leave like right now? And bargaining is what I'm talking about right now, where you would just feel like, was there anything different I could have said? Was there anything I could have said in the first place? Like, that could have made things better. No, I mean, that's bargaining. And then there is depression, which is when you, like, when it starts to hit you that, like, I mean, you cannot say anything, that person's gone. And that's when you start feeling really, really sad. And then acceptance is when you finally move on from it. And you're like, I mean, they're gone now. What can we do? So I think like all of us began 2020 with all this loss of freedom and like friends and like people dying due to COVID, etc., all as the first four stages. And I feel that now with the later part of the year, we're all finally moving towards acceptance, which is actually a really good thing, honestly. Yeah, so what are your thoughts on this?
So my thoughts are, I think all of this, the root of all of this is that people are not dealing with morality. Like, everyone thinks that, you know, they're not going to die and no one that they love is going to die. And like, they just think that death is something that happens to other people and it's never going to happen to anyone that they love, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way we think. And whenever we lose someone, like physically, we talk about death, when we lose someone, it just feels incomplete because you were not expecting that. No one is prepared for that level of adversity because that's not how we think. That's not mm-hmm. how we think of it in our brain, right? Those are the dark things which we never, you know, really go deep on. We do not admit that people are going to die one day. And so whenever that happens, right, there's just this sense of incompleteness. And I think because of that, the entire cycle of DABDA starts, which is denial, because, you know, you weren't ready with that. You weren't accepting that. You weren't expecting that. And that's why you first go into denial.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think we should start dealing with morality, because that's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it's going to make you feel grateful, because I think around 150,000 people die every day. And, you know, the very fact that right now you're breathing and everyone that you love, everyone around you, your friends, your family, every one of them is safe, healthy, and is breathing, that's going to give you a lot of, it's going to give you a great sense of gratitude. And also, when you deal with morality, right, these, I think it does help in reducing the effect and the intensity of the trauma that you have when someone dies or when you lose someone. So I really think people should start dealing with morality as a legit thing, instead of just thinking of it as something that happens to other people, but not to them and the close ones of them.
Yeah, actually, at this point, I would like to say something that I was reading some part of the Mahabharata at one point, and there is this one story or like one thing where all of them get kidnapped by some devil, I don't know, but point being that Yudhishthir, like the eldest Pandava, has to save them. And so one of the questions that this devil, or like I don't know, whoever kidnapped these people, asks him is that, what do you think is the weirdest thing in the world? To which Yudhishthir just responds that, oh yeah, according to him, and I feel like this is also very, very relevant, is that when someone dies, all of us continue to live as if we were all immortal.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. People just think that other people die and nothing's going to happen to them. We're all living as if we're never going to die.
Yeah.
I think it's very important to accept the fact that you can die, and that you can die anytime. You can die like 3 minutes from now. You can die tomorrow. It's just, you have to accept that.
Yeah, but I also feel like loss as a whole feeling, I think when you move into acceptance of it, it just makes you very, very, very strong. Like it transforms you entirely. It makes you more resilient, and it makes you more accepting. Like for instance, like now with my grandfather passing away, this was like the first like serious death in my family of someone close to me, right? But now that this happened, I'm more accepting of the idea that this can happen. So when it's when it inevitably is going to happen again, I'll probably not be as deep into it as I was in the earlier part of the year, and that's not me feeling less for the person who has passed away, but it's more that I spend a lot of time in the denial and the anger and bargaining phase, right? These three phases I spent a lot of time, because it was the first time that happened, I didn't know what to do, but now that I know what to do, I think I can move more towards like cherishing the memories I had with the person, and like just like being more accepting of that fact. So and even when it comes to like loss of like friendships and etc., like once it happens, it's, and you make up, like you go through it, it just becomes, I think, I don't want to use this word, but it becomes very normal. It's like, okay, fine, like people come and go, it's no big deal. And yeah, and another thing I really want to say at this point is that if someone decides to leave your life, I mean, as much as it hurts, which is normal, at least I have learned not to put it on myself. Like, I mean, not to blame myself for it, if that makes sense. I don't blame myself for it. And it is that person's decision. And you can just respect that person's decision and that's the very least you can do. But don't think of it as a reflection on yourself or like your self-worth, because like you're good just the way you are. And if you feel like you're not good the way you are, then you can change yourself too, and that's fine, but that's your decision and should not be dictated by someone else's actions.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. I don't think anyone should take everything upon themselves. And I mean, yeah, people do shit all the time. People take random stupid decisions all the time, and that does not mean that everything has to do with you. I mean, it's their people have their own perspectives, people have their own thought process, people, you know, take their own decisions, and you can never know what really in entirety made them take that decision. So I think it's totally wrong of anyone to take everything on themselves.
And Go on.
Yeah, no, I wanted to talk about the whole loss thing, actually. So I think when you said, right, that when you start accepting, then maybe it won't be as painful to you the next time that that happens. But I think there is no acceptance without depression, right? Because you can do is change the intensity of it, but like you have to go through the cycle, I believe.
Yeah,
because I was listening to one podcast the other day. I think it was a Mindvalley podcast, and over there they're talking about a Buddhist ideology, and they talk about how there are two levels of suffering. The first level of suffering is inevitable. Now, this is about loss in general. This can be a death. This can be a loss in friendship. This can be a breakup. This can be anything. So there are two levels of suffering. The first is inevitable. And the second is a choice. The second level of suffering takes place when you do not accept the first. If you accept the first, there is no second level of suffering. But if you fail to accept the first, then you'll also have to go through another level of suffering. And I think that's very deep and true.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. My point was just that I would not spend too much time on the denial or like denial of death as a concept in the first place. Like I would accept that, okay, death happened. Now, what do we do with it? Like, that was my point of saying that. But actually,
I think you'll just focus very little on denial and bargaining and those concepts, and it's just going to be more of like a little bit of suffering and then straight to accept.
Yeah, and actually in loss, I would like to actually bring up what you told me earlier in this year for dealing with loss, which is that if a person decides to like not be friends with you or like leave your life, etc., you told me that we should that if we empathize, like, and empathize I use in air quotes, like just put yourself in the shoes of the other person and just think that if you were that person, with the way that they have been brought up, with the way that they are, etc., they would have taken the same decision. Like, you would have taken the same decision as them if you were brought up the same way, etc. So that'll help in dealing with loss, because then you would just like forgive that person, not for forgiving them, but like just more for your sake, because like you don't want to.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to physically forgive them. It's just that thought and that emotion that you go through, right? It just that way of thinking, that having that thought process is going to help you liberate yourself. You don't have to physically forgive themselves, but you know, creating that thought is going to liberate you. Because if you just assume that if you were exactly like them, from genetics to upbringing to life experiences, you would have probably made that same stupid decision, which from your perspective you think is stupid and dumb, but you probably would have made that same decision if you put yourself in their shoes. So having that thought process creates a lot of empathy, and with empathy there is a feeling of forgiveness, and with the feeling of forgiveness there is a liberation within you. And again, liberation, acceptance, all of that goes hand in hand. And it's just a very powerful emotion to help you from stop, you know, just help you to get out of suffering.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, like, I can just say that, like, a synonym to loss, which is like not, which might come as, I don't know, it feels weird to say this, but a synonym of loss is also metamorphosis, right? Because I mean, it's not according to the English Oxford whatever dictionary, but like every time you go through some sort of loss, like there is always some sort of metamorphosis within you, right? There's always some change within you. There's always some change associated with it, be it positive or negative. Now that's up to you, but and how you deal with it. But I think every loss comes with some change in you, and that's why you. Like you come out of it like a different person. You come out of it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, basically loss is followed by change, whether for the good or bad depends on how you deal with it, but it does change you. Because it's just, you know, what follows loss is a series of thoughts and strong emotions within your body, and I just think all of that over a period of time compounds itself to just create certain energies within you, which changes you and changes your perspective and changes your mindset.
Yeah, Definitely. So do you think 2021 is going to be the year of metamorphosis?
Bro, I mean, people are so mad at 2020, but I think you and I can both agree that it's been a great change for us. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
I don't even need to talk about 20. Like, I'm sure 2021 is going to be good for me, because if 2020, which people are hating on, has been such good for me, then, I'm sure, like, why not 2021?
Yeah, I genuinely think that 2021 is still going to be a year of metamorphosis. I think all of us began our process of metamorphosis somewhere in the middle, and I mean, I would hope most of us. And yeah, I think this is going to like continue into 2021. I for sure, and I know for a fact that I'm going to continue developing my mindset and like surrounding myself with like people who I really, really want in my life. Like, I mean, yeah, just developing myself and like developing the things that I do, including this podcast. So yeah, I mean, I think 2021 is going to be like a fab year, man. It's going to be amazing, I hope. Yeah.
Do you have any fixed plans as of yet for like 2021? That like this is the one thing that I'm sure I want to do for 2021, or is
Want
it
to?
just we'll see?
No, I mean, from this year I've learned that like there is no point to like having a fixed plan in life that, oh no, I have to do this, I have to do that. So I don't really have things I want to do, but there are a lot of aspirations or like a lot of hopes that, this some things might happen. And if they happen, I'll be thankful for them. And if they don't happen, I'll just hope that they happen in 2022. So I guess one of them is definitely like developing this podcast more and like getting more listeners, which is fine. I mean, that'll happen with time. But I think one of the most important things that is important to me actually is that I want to actually be able to go back to campus and just relax there. Because I mean, yeah, online is good and all, and but I don't know, there's a different feel when it comes to being on campus and like being independent and being by yourself. And I really want to go and try doing that. Yeah, that's just my aspiration. And another aspiration I think is just like just finding myself a lot more and realizing more and more of myself. So yeah, those are my only two things. What about you?
That's actually, why I asked this question on purpose, to create some hype, because now I'm going to spill some tea and tell you all that I'm planning to start a YouTube channel sometime in
Oh,
January.
plug, plug, plug.
So, plugin, yeah, subtle is plugin. Not so subtle, but yeah. I mean, so yeah, I don't know if all the listeners know this, but like, academically, I have to take one semester off and to go do an internship. So I'm leaving Mumbai, I'm going to Chandigarh, and over there, I'm going there for about 3 to 4 months to do my internship. And when I'm there, I've decided to start a YouTube channel, which is going to be, I've not thought this through entirely, but it's going to be like half vlog, half, informative educational type of video, where I just discuss about important, relevant, deep topics, and also, just show some stuff around and show my life and what I do. And yeah, like I said, I haven't thought this through. So that's one of the things. Again, Synergy Podcast is something that me and Kunal both want to work on and develop. And that's what I'm definitely gonna do. And I want to, learn more stuff, read more books, consume more knowledge, and be fitter than before. And yeah, I also want to get a taste of independence, because I'm going to stay there, going to rent a house and live there for 4 months. I'm going to have a lot of learnings there as well, which till now I might have not experienced, just living in a home being so dependent. So yeah, it's an exciting year. And yeah, let's see, this is just some of the things that I want to work on.
Yeah, so I mean, we can keep this like a very short episode, and I mean, I genuinely enjoyed this episode a lot. But I mean, I think we should just crack this joke with our audience before someone else does it. So like hopefully we will re after this like we'll record or we'll post a new episode next year. So we're gonna post after 1 whole year. So yeah.
Guys, guys, I'm not a part of this joke. It was so genius joke. I don't own that. That was so lame. And yeah, please don't add my name to these lame jokes. So,
Yeah.
man.
So, but I mean, it's been a journey, and for anyone listening in the audience, like, no matter what your journey is, all of us are genuinely really, really proud of you for making it, and we continue to, like, we hope that you can continue to use your learnings in this year and into the next year, and like, you find success in the metric that you define it, and you stay true to yourself the way you define it. So yeah, thank you for joining us in 2020, and we will see you in 2021. Part, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, so before this episode ends, I think a huge shout out to all the listeners that we have right now. Like, you know that we don't have a massive audience. We just have a bunch of listeners. Some of them are very loyal, and just a huge shout out to them. You know, I love you, Kunal loves you. Like we really appreciate that you'll actually take out time to listen to this podcast, which is not so established yet. And you know, you're gonna spend that time somewhere else, but you know, just we really appreciate you all taking our time listening to the episodes and giving us feedback. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, and if you want, we can also like shout out specific people. So like very, very specific. So do you want to do that or like?
Oh yeah, I don't mind. So Kiara is a junior from my college, and she always listens to. She, you know, tries to listen to all the episodes as early as she can, and then after listening, she actually types out a long message and says that how it helped us. And even right now, just today, I was talking to her, and she was so sweet about it. And she was like, you know, I don't regret any minutes that I spent on your podcast, and it's just very, very sweet of her, and I appreciate that.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so from both of us, I mean, I think I can speak for both of us when I want to thank like two specific people. One is Watts, because he's been like,
Definitely.
yeah, he's been supporting us on this venture since like day one. He even designed the logo for us, which is very, very nice of him to do. And he was also a guest for like 3 episodes, which I slept through, but it was great listening to them as well. And another person I think that both of us would like to thank is probably like Kunal Purswani, because like he got, at least for in my case, he brought me into the podcast scene and helped me like realize or like understand how to record and how to editing was fine. Editing I figured out on my own, but like which web services to host, etc. Right? So
But like indirectly, it's so cool that if Pursani hadn't inspired you to start your podcast, then you know it was only after you started your podcast I did an episode with you on your show, and then that went well, and then we vibed well, and so
yeah.
like indirectly he's responsible for this show,
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I
And
think we should give credit for that.
specific thanks like from my side would probably be to Pallavi. Like she's like a literal rock in my life. And I mean, it's always great talking to her, because like I always like run by the plans of like every, like even this episode, this last one, I ran it through with her, and I'm like, okay, this is what we're planning to talk about. And then she added another perspective and said, why don't you even talk about it in a very broad sense of view about the loss of freedom, etc. And I'm like, oh yeah, that also makes sense. So like, thank you for always listening to me, dealing with me, and like giving me proper like, I mean, just being a nice, amazing, supportive person to talk to. And yeah, really grateful to have you. And another, I mean, another person who I would like to thank is Muskan. Like, I mean, she's a friend. She always listens to our always listens to our episode, and always like gives proper like feedback on what she liked and what she didn't. So thank you for that. And overall, just thank you to like my friends like Ayush and Vanya, Swanik, Krisha, everyone, like, who just like listen to the episode and just be like, and just like support, like just support. Like, I don't want like people to like sing words in my praise or whatever, but like just a simple, hey, I really liked the episode, it was damn good, really means a lot. So thank you. And yeah. And also,
yeah, bro, so even from my side, like, I only took Kiara's name because she's like actually been like giving feedback for every episode. But also, there are a lot of listeners from my side as well. Kosub and Josh listened to the episode. Hazik also listens to every episode. And Arya from my class also, you know, she loves listening to the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, I can just keep on giving names and.
Yeah, and this can probably go on for another hour, but
everyone who's just ever shown any form of support, like, you're very appreciative of that.
Yeah, and just like also thank you to 2020 for actually starting this thing in the first place. So yeah, so onward to 2021. So Part, you can conclude the episode. Let's go.
Okay, so what should I say? It's this podcast journey has been amazing, and we wish to like grow this exponentially in 2021. I'm super pumped for 2021. I wish that all the listeners right now who are tuned in, they have an exciting year, an amazing year, a year full of growth, and just have fun, stay happy, and yeah, wish everyone a very successful 2021.